Robot or not.
Transformers, the song tells us, are robots in disguise. Are Transformers robots?
Yep, they are indeed robots.
Okay, what makes a Transformer a robot? So it can be a car and people can get in it, but it can also just be a robot that walks around and does whatever it wants to do.
Well, so what do we know about Transformers, Jason? What are they?
They're robots in disguise. Autobots wage the battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons.
You
I know that.
You got it. It's right there in the song. They are robots. Why do they look like cars? They're in disguise. Why are they in disguise? Various explanations for this have been offered
by the
cartoons and then the movies. But clearly, I mean, so when they're on their home planet, they can still transform. But they transform from a very robot-y shape to a very robot-y shape. Why they look like humans and two arms, two legs, who knows, or whatever. But anyway, they didn't look like cassette tape players or Peterbilt trucks or any of the things that the Transformers look like when they come on Earth. They had to contrive a reason for them to look like that, I guess, for the purposes of the toys or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because really, I mean, fundamentally, it's like, wouldn't it be cool if it was a car and a robot? Toy
exactly.
car and a toy robot.
Yeah, the Japanese had this idea first, obviously.
So if Kit could turn into a robot and run around, then it would be a robot.
Well, but the Transformers are from a different planet where they're just hanging out and, like, you know, they're robots from our perspective because they're living, intelligent things whose bodies are made of metal and not squishy, you know, organic matter, right? So they are robots. There's a whole planet of robots, and they come here and they fight each other here, and they go in disguise so you don't notice that they're robots, and at various points people can get into them because that's part of their disguise and all that stuff, but they are first and foremost robots, and the weirdness about them, like, oh, why are they not robots? Like, aren't they just like Kid or whatever? No, they're totally robots on their home planet, and when they come here, they got to do some weird stuff to fit in.
And I don't know the backstory. I don't know if apparently the Transformers home world is Cybertron.
That's right.
It's a nice name. Did the Transformers sort of like evolve from metal bits? Are they like the Horta? Are they like a silicon-based life form? Or were they created by some sort of progenitor and then became kind of like runaway AI creatures that evolved? Do you know that?
I don't remember. I think there was some kind of creation myth in the original animated Transformers movie. Like, they had their own... my recollection is they had their own kind of backstory mythos about, like, the predecessors to them, their forefathers. It was all kind of like animism, like not really Darwinian evolution, but more like we came from the whatever glowing crystal of, like, I'm just making stuff up, but like that type of thing where they did feel like they had a history and came from somewhere, but it was more like Greek mythology and less like evolution.
Unicron and Primus were created, and then from them came
right,
the Transformers. So there was like a god created.
Yeah, it's more like
robots. Greek myths about robots.
Yeah, because I mean, they're right. Just whatever. It's not the Transformers.
Would it matter if they evolved as like, I mean, if they were silicon based life forms or something like that evolved naturally versus being created by something?
No, it wouldn't matter. But I like the idea of a bunch of robots thinking that their backstory is really Greek mythology, just like humans.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, would think that as well because, you know, whatever. But it doesn't matter.
Robot or not.